Welcome to Mind and Movement, getting smart about how you move. I'm Hazel and thanks so much for joining me for another Move Note. Today we're talking about the book Whole Body Barefoot, Transitioning Well to Minimal Footwear by Katie Bowman, MS. The key points we're going to run through today are feet must move, so take off your shoes. 2, transition wisely and listen to your body. 3, what are minimal shoes? Flip-flops don't cut it. 4, the right question, what am I doing every day that creates this? And 5, you are not special. Well, you are, but you are not special. What works for everyone will work for you. You must move. So as always, let's start with a quote from Katie. She says, quote, I'm sure a lot of people probably anticipate that a minimal footwear book by the author of multiple books on natural movement and foot health would probably go something like this. Minimal shoes are amazing. We should all be wearing them all the time and we'd all be healthier. The end. Surprise, you will find no such broad stroke recommendation here. In fact, I'm writing this book because the opposite might be true. An incautious change to minimal footwear could very easily result in injury and further disease. I am, of course, a huge fan of minimal shoes, and I do think that everyone should be working towards eliminating conventional shoes from their closets. However, wearing minimal shoes without creating or prolonging injury and disease can require hundreds of steps, pun intended, along the way. End quote. That's Katie Bowman from Whole Body Barefoot. Whole Body Barefoot is one of the first books I read by the amazing biomechanist Katie Bowman. Since then, I've read all of her books, and they are quite simply the best books on movement I've ever read. I'm now studying Katie's restorative exercise course, so I'm taking these notes to help me and you remember the key ideas from her books. I've studied movement and exercise since school, and nobody challenges the status quo more than Katie. I'm totally in when it comes to a more movement-based life, and hopefully at the end of this note, you will be too. Whole Body Barefoot is an invaluable guide to taking the first steps towards changing your environment, aka the environment that your foot exists in, for greater total body health. This book is all about transitioning well into minimal footwear, and Katie makes sure we understand why we should care about minimal footwear and why it should be of interest to us to get our feet out of traditional rigid heeled shoes and into the much more flexible unheeled minimal shoe. She also really hammers home the importance of transitioning wisely. Your foot is a biomechanical masterpiece. In just about every one of her books, Bowman mentions the foot and its 33 joints and 26 bones. Leonardo da Vinci once said, quote, the human foot is a masterpiece of engineering and a work of art, end quote. I've heard my anatomy-trained structural integration teacher, Tom Myers, refer to conventional shoes as foot coffins or foot desensitization chambers. For cultural and safety reasons, we have taken these masterpieces of engineering and placed them in desensitization chambers. And as a result, our feet aren't doing so well. And neither are the rest of our bodies. So how do we get our feet stronger, more mobile, and healthy on the cellular level? That brings us to the first key point from today, which is feet must move. Wearing a minimal shoe can help more of your body to move more. When your foot is stuck in a conventional shoe, your foot is restricted in how much it can move. Your feet would look very different today if, from your day of birth, you had never put your feet in conventional shoes and had never had to walk over unnatural flat surfaces, aka man-made flat surfaces. Poor movement of the foot, created by restrictive conventional shoes and a lack of natural movements, has created feet that don't move very well. As a result, not only do our feet move poorly, but our knees, hips, and backs start to suffer as well. Problems of these other areas of the body often require the movement of the foot to be restored before they themselves can heal. It all starts in the foot. While reading Whole Body Barefoot, I was also reading Nassim Taleb's great book, Anti-Fragile. And I love how this quote from Taleb's book directly connects with Katie's ideas. Here's the quote from Nassim Taleb's book, Anti-Fragile. Quote, "Finally, an environment with variability, hence randomness, does not expose us to chronic stress injury, unlike human design systems. If you walk on uneven, non-man-made terrain, no two steps will ever be identical. Compare that to the randomness-free gym machine offering the exact opposite, forcing you into endless repetitions of the very same movement. Much of modern life is preventable chronic stress injury." End quote. That's Nassim Taleb from Anti-Fragile. I enjoy how well this illustrates the point that when we expose our feet and bodies to a huge variety of uneven natural surfaces, we are significantly reducing the chance of chronic stress injury. The opposite is also true. When we only expose our feet and bodies to flat man-made surfaces, we stress our bodies in the same way over and over and over again, and leave other parts of our bodies completely unused, increasing the risk of chronic stress injury. The human body thrives on a variety of movements and stumbles when we expose it to the same repetitive movements, or even worse, no movement at all. Of course, it should be mentioned here that feet that are accustomed to flat, unnatural surfaces need to be introduced to the new, uneven, natural surfaces slowly and in doses that allow the foot to strengthen without overdoing it. Strengthening the foot via activating the intrinsic foot muscles will help transition to a more fully functioning foot. See the book for the specifics of these movements. Our feet need to move. Every one of those 33 joints needs movement to promote cellular health. Blood flow, lymph flow, and nerve activation are all affected by the movement our feet do or don't get to experience. The cellular health of our entire bodies is in the hands of our feet. Let them move. Katie says, quote, "But whenever we use technology, yes, shoes are technology, we pay a biological tax. For wearing shoes, we pay that tax not just with our feet, but also with our entire bodies. Transitioning to minimal footwear isn't necessary only to decrease foot disease. Our bodies cannot function optimally unless our feet are in good shape, which means we need to stop outsourcing the body's work to inanimate objects. The move towards minimal shoes is a move towards a stronger body, which in turn is a huge step, stop it with the puns already, towards whole body health." End quote. So we want to get some minimal footwear on our feet, but that brings me to the second idea, which is transition wisely. Here's Katie again, quote, "Research shows that minimal shoes are not safe for everyone in every situation, but research also shows that conventional shoes wreak havoc on the body. The element that seems to be missing from the argument is that shoes don't exist in a vacuum. Shoes and feet are in a relationship with the user and the environment, which means the physical outcome of the body that wears the shoe depends on the state of the wearer's foot, body alignment, gait patterns, frequency of movement, and most frequented terrain. A shoe can't be a problem or a solution in and of itself. And if we are going to determine what constitutes optimal footwear, we need to consider what's going on throughout the user's body and life." End quote. Most feet have been in shoes a really long time and are weak and inflexible because of it. Taking these weak, inflexible feet and demanding them to move over complex, uneven terrain with no preparation is not a good idea. The feet must be strengthened with specific movements and their mobility challenged progressively over time. Perhaps a lot of time. See the book for the specifics on how to do this. But it's not just about the shoe. It's about the relationship between the shoe and the body that wears it. What is the movement history of the body? It's all about context. So transition wisely. Slowly introduce more and more well-aligned movement to your feet and your body. Katie also really wants us to understand what we are transitioning to. Her book is not just about ditching conventional shoes and donning the minimal version, but also the lifestyle behaviors that will help us to feel better in our bodies. It's about understanding that our bodies require better movement for biological function, and that transitioning into a minimal shoe will help us achieve this. But it's only one of many things we can do. Walking on uneven terrain in our minimal shoes is another. There is absolutely nothing natural about walking on a man-made flat surface, whether we do it in a minimal shoe or not. I always try to walk on natural surfaces when I'm wearing minimal shoes, and if I have to walk on hard man-made surfaces, I wear a slightly less minimal shoe. Here's some specific advice from Katie on transitioning into minimal shoes, but get the book for the specific details. Quote, general guidelines for footwear transitioning. When switching to barefoot or minimal footwear, give underutilized muscle time to develop. Begin foot exercises before switching shoes and continue the foot exercises while doing your whole body training in less supportive shoes. Master shoeless walking before you try shoeless running. The better you align your feet and your body above your feet while exercising, the less you will overload them. End quote. So here's to transitioning wisely into minimal shoes. But that brings me to the next key idea, which is, what are minimal shoes? Quote, the term minimal footwear, also referred to as minimalist footwear or barefoot shoes, as I use it, means a shoe that minimizes its alteration of natural human movement. End quote. There are four main things that we need to look for in minimal shoes. Shoes that have a thin and flexible sole, no heel, an upper that fully connects the foot to the shoe, and a wide toe box in which our toes can move. See the book for more details. Of course, if you have been wearing very rigid high-heeled shoes for the last 20 years of your life, you might want to start by transitioning into a shoe with a smaller heel and a less rigid sole before trying completely flat shoes. And here are another couple of quotes from Katie to give you a little bit of a push into having a look at the shoes in your wardrobe. Quote, your shoes and how you use them can limit the full nutritional spectrum created through each movement, end quote. And, quote, your shoes are affecting a whole lot more than your outfit. They're capping the limits of your health, end quote. Want to skyrocket your health? Then prepare your feet for the move towards minimal shoes. Which brings me to the next key idea, which is the right question. I love what Katie says about how we go looking to fix our problems. She says we go looking for help in answering the question, how can I fix this? When really we should be asking ourselves, what am I doing every day to create this? Many of us go looking to fix our sore back, when really it would be more beneficial to look for the behaviors that we engage in that make our back sore and to stop doing them. Perhaps you are wearing heeled shoes and your back is sore. You could spend 15 minutes every day stretching your calf muscles, which would have a positive effect on the position of your pelvis and hence reduce your pain, or you could simply take off your high heels, as wearing them is making your calf muscles shorter. Better yet, you could do both. Take off your high heels and stretch for 15 minutes every day. Are you asking yourself the right question? Are you looking to fix problems in your body? Or are you, as Katie suggests, asking yourself what you are doing on a daily basis that is creating your problems? What are you doing to create your pain? It's a bit more confrontational, as it requires that we take responsibility for our health. But in the long run, it's much simpler and better for us to understand how we have created our body problems. Which brings me to the next idea, which is, you are not special. What works for most people will work for you. Another great quote from Katie's book, quote, Our prescription-orientated medical culture makes us think that we all need a different medicine for our ailments. That what works for most feet will certainly not work for our own because of our own special issues. What we don't understand is that nearly all of these myriad problems are stemming from a cultural problem. There's a baseline of movement that we are all missing, and our bodies are responding in different ways to the same lack of movement. Once we restore that movement in our lives, our body restores its own equilibrium or homeostasis, eliminating the problems that can seem so unique. End quote. I love this quote. Quote, there's a baseline of movement that we are all missing, and our bodies are responding in different ways to the same lack of movement. End quote. There's a baseline of movement that our feet are all missing. Our feet require this movement to function properly, to pump blood around them, to remove waste products, and to keep our nerves healthy. And so that the rest of our body, above our feet, can move well also. We must all move more. And we want to make sure that the movements we are engaging in are nutritious for our bodies. Quote, our bodies are responding in different ways to the same lack of movement. End quote. How is your body responding to a lack of movement? A sore back, sore knees, sore neck? Restore the movements you require for biological health and feel your body respond over time. We really don't realize how sedentary we are. Western culture is a non-moving culture. We choose to exercise for short, intense periods to try and make up for our all-day lack of movement. It doesn't work. See Katie's book, Move Your DNA, to get an understanding of the difference between movement and exercise and why we all need to move more. And no, you are not special. What works for most people will work for you. And what works for most people is restoring natural movements and loads to our movement-starved bodies. Again, this makes me think of the great quote from Nassim Taleb. Quote, much of modern life is preventable chronic stress injury. End quote. Yes, much of it is preventable. And one of the key things we need to do to prevent the chronic stress injury is to move more of our parts. More. Are you moving? Let's finish off with some good words from Katie. Quote, this whole book applies to you. Every book I've ever written applies to you because you have a body and my work deals with the essential movements required for human bodies to be healthy and thrive. You want to know which habits need modification, which exercises you need to do, and what you need to learn with respect to what goes on your feet. You need to read, learn, and do all this stuff. The end. End quote. Are you inspired to help your whole body by transitioning wisely into more and more minimal shoes? I hope so. Get the book if you are feeling inspired. And that brings me to the end of this very quick move note on Whole Body Barefoot by Katie Bowman. Get the book. It's full of amazing ideas to help you transition into minimal footwear. A little bit more about Katie. She's awesome. Check out www.nutritiousmovement to find out more. She's a biomechanist who really loves to help us understand load science. She's got an amazing podcast called Move Your DNA. It's one of my favorites of all time. Of course, I'm the author of this Move Note, and I love geeking out on movement books and putting these notes together to help you learn faster. Go to www.mindandmovement.co.nz to get your hands on some more Move Notes. And I hope you enjoyed the content of this note, but please remember that it's not medical advice and should not be used as such. I hope you really enjoyed the note. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'll be back here with some more soon. Thanks for listening.